This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, September 16th. God's word for you today is premise, promise. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 15, verse 9 to 10. And it says, I have loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourself at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I have done. Kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. God loves you. Wherever you are, whoever you are, God loves you. He cares about every single area of your life and he wants to bless you. God wants you to be healthy in every area of your life. God wants you to be healthy spiritually. God wants you to be healthy physically. God wants you to be healthy mentally. God wants you to be healthy emotionally. God wants you to be healthy financially. God wants you to be healthy relationally. And God wants you to be healthy vocationally. In this season, we're trusting that God will cause there to be a transformation, a metamorphosis, a change for good in every area of our lives. Metamorphosis is a change of form of a thing or a person into a completely different one. God will transform your life from where it is right now to where you ought to be. Over the next few weeks, you are going to see consistently that for every promise of God, there is a premise. Every promise has a premise. For instance, 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, but if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. The promise is, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. The premise is, if we confess our sins to him. Another example is Proverbs chapter 3 verse 6, which says, in all your ways acknowledge him. Premise. And he shall direct your paths. Promise. Do you need direction? Are you seeking direction? Are you trusting God for direction? God has promised in his word to direct you, and he will. However, the premise is, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Every time we get the premise, the promise becomes ours. Therefore, our transformation is really about connecting to the premise so that we can unleash the promise. Then, when God brings about a transformation, everybody can see it because it is visible. Acts chapter 4 verse 13 says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John, and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Peter and John were unschooled, people who had not gone through the normal process of the transformation of the mind. They were unlearned and ordinary men. They were not powerful men, yet their transformation was evident, and the key to their transformation was they had been with Jesus. As we press into God, we will be totally transformed, and the whole world, our world, will testify that we have been with Jesus. Let us pray. Father, as I obey your commandment, change me to remain at home in your love for me, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.